So, Gorman thinks it was the twos. Oh, and she heard the car accidents. Meaning Bernie Sanders did it? I'm not sure. I can kind of understand where he's coming from. I think that theory has some validity to it. But whenever I hear Gorman saying, the Jews did it, it's like, isn't that like the 15th time you've accused the Jews of doing something just today? It's like no matter what the incident is, the Jews did it. I'm not feeling well today. The Jews did it. Heather's been in a car accident. The Jews did it. COVID-19, the Jews did it. World War II, the Jews did it. no matter what the situation is, the Jews did it. So when you hear Gorman saying, the Jews did it, you have to hear him accuse the Jews of doing everything. That's kind of the universe that he lives in. The Jews did it. I think once in a while the Jews do stuff. You know, of course the Jews are responsible for, you know, stuff that happens. Do the Jews do everything? No. So if that's what he, and I can see his point, you know, it was around the Trapp family lodge, and Bernie Sanders is a senator, or maybe he was a representative back then, I don't even know. And so, when I went to UVM, I grew up in Burlington. You know, John's from the Burlington area. He went to school. He went to school there. His brother Angus is still there. His kids are there. The Jews did it. So, if that's what he believes, the Jews did it, then it gets to, why? Because whenever you accuse somebody of doing something, you have to kind of get to motivation. You know, why? If that's what he's doing, and, you know, pointing the finger specifically at Bernie Sanders, why would Bernie do that? What would his motivation be? What would his reasons be? And yes, you know, Bernie complains about big banks and stuff, and like I get it. I get it. You know, I understand where Gorman is coming from. However, I think Gorman's a little bit paranoid. And he has like Jew OCD. You know, and Gorman didn't... I mean, he knew Rick. I still think the Saudis did it. I still think that the Saudis did it, and part of my theory rests upon the phone call I got, you know, where they call, what is it, caller ID, way back when they had caller ID boxes and you would pay for them for your phone service. My theory, a lot of my theory that the Saudis did it rests upon that phone call I got from the Stowe airport, you know. But I didn't know what to make of it at the time, because that was like in 1999. And then, you know, post 9/11, they said, you know, the people at small airports. And I was like, yeah, I know. I mean, if Gorman has, like, really serious, hardcore evidence that the Jews did it, you know, I guess I would want to see it. You know, I really need to see it to believe it kind of person. But, when you think about the overall situation, the overall situation with, you know, war and multiple countries and the phone calls and, you know, everything else, I'm sorry, but to me it points to the Saudis. And that's what Rick thought too. So if Gorman doesn't believe me, and Gorman doesn't believe, I mean, Rick didn't know what to call them back then. He called them the mysterious people, the other people. He knew that they were out there, but he didn't know really who they were. But he knew that they existed. I mean, if Gorman doesn't believe me, and Gorman doesn't believe Rick, then he's not going to believe anybody. Yeah, it's hard to talk to Mr. Gorman because he's so, like, narrowly focused upon the Jews. It's just difficult to talk common sense to him, to be rational with him. You know, I'm not picking on Gorman, you know, but I, sometimes when I hear, I'm like, I feel bad, because I think a lot of his thought patterns go back to World War II, and he can't help that, you know. I mean, he's a German Nazi. I mean, he can't help that. So when he looks at a situation, you know, that's his automatic first thought. The Jews did it. And it's hard to get him to think about a larger, more rational, common sense picture. You know, the Jews aren't responsible for every single thing in the world. There's a lot of Muslims. There's a lot. There's like a ton of them. And they're everywhere. And they have a lot of money. Some of them have a lot of money. You know, just like the Jews. And they're powerful. And some of them have, you know, really complex military equipment. I just don't, I don't believe Bernie Sanders did it. I just don't. It doesn't make sense to me. I mean, when you view the entire situation, it just doesn't make sense to me. I feel like I don't think Carolyn did it. Bernie Sanders, I mean, he looks like he might be a likely candidate. However, I don't think he did it. The Saudis, I truly think the Saudis did it, and a lot of that rationale, you know, rests upon the phone call I got from the Stowe airport. That and some other stuff. Yeah, I see where he's coming from, but you know, unless he's got really solid evidence, I don't believe it.